When I was an army chaplain, my soldiers asked me all kinds of questions about God, life, relationships, the Bible, and answered them as best I could. They also called me Padre. Welcome to the Dear Padre podcast. Tonight I'm going to be talking about the eclipse that's happening right here in Pflugerville tomorrow. I'm glad you're here. To start out, I'm going to read the three synoptic gospel accounts of the crucifixion, just the part where we have the eclipse. Matthew, from noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is, my God, why have you forsaken me? In Mark, when it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Luke has, it was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. While the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having said that, he breathed his last. There's also a parallel to the Gospel of Peter, which is not a canonical book of the Bible, but is early and copies some of this gospel account. Gospel of Peter. Now it was noon, and darkness covered all Judea, and they were afraid and distressed for fear the sun had set while Jesus was still alive. For it is written for them that the sun should not set upon one put to death. And one of them said, Give him gall with vinegar to drink. And they mixed them and gave them to him. And all these things were fulfilled and brought their sins to an end upon their own heads. And many went out with lamps, supposing it was night, and they went to bed. And the Lord cried out, my power, you have forsaken me. And saying this, Jesus was taken up. In the same hour, the temple of Jerusalem was torn in two. The Gospel of the Nazareans, another early but not canonical fan fiction of the Gospels. In the Gospel that is written in Hebrew letters, we read, probably Matthew, not that the curtain of the temple was torn, but that the astonishingly large lintel of the temple collapsed. Now, scholars will tell you that there was no eclipse in Jerusalem in 33 AD, and they can track these things. But I say a couple things. One, we don't really know the year that Jesus died for a couple reasons. One, Herod the Great dies between 3 and 6 BC. Herod the Great is alive when Jesus is born. He's the one that the wise men interact with. But he dies before 0 AD. So Jesus' birth is probably somewhere around between 3 and 6 BC. So we've already, we're off a couple years to get when he dies at 33. So he died anywhere between 27 AD and 33 AD, somewhere in there. So we're talking a 7 or 6 year difference. George Washington died in 2 years, or was born in 2 years. If you look up his birth, it'll have 2 years listed as the date of his birth because they fixed the calendar while he was a grown man. So everybody's birthday got shifted when they changed the calendar. You know, that's how it works. But with Jesus' eclipse, they will tell you there is no eclipse at that time. And also, this eclipse lasts for 3 hours. That one gospel has him go into bed, people go into bed in the afternoon because it's so dark for so long. People knew about eclipses back then. They knew what they were, that the sun and the... They also knew that they had portents of doom and judgment. That is not strange to think when you see the eclipse happen. that there's some judgment, doom and gloom. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Let me fix that. There you go. Anyway, yeah, that was a wake-up call. Cat's gone crazy. So my proposal to you, if you're listening to this, is that one, 3 hours and a couple minutes in the Bible is not that different. Lots of things that probably only took a couple minutes are said to have lasted longer, and probably vice versa. Time is relative in the Gospels. And especially when we get to the crucifixion, the timing of everything is hard to put together in any case, because we're talking about trauma. People have strange accounts of everything. Matthew, Mark, and Luke both have these 3 hours of darkness. So even if it wasn't the sun in its normal duties, having the moon pass between it and the earth, maybe it wasn't an eclipse, but something, according to this, blocked out the sun. And if it wasn't the moon, what was it? Maybe it was just darkness. Okay, that's a miracle too. You know, the miracle of him coming back to life is a miracle. The other miracles, I think, there's an earthquake in Matthew as well when this eclipse happens right before it. So was this just a storm? Was it a full-on eclipse? Was it simply a metaphysical event without any, you know, reference to reality? You can choose one or the other. But when you go through an eclipse and you feel that darkness, you will feel something of what people at the crucifixion felt, that God is not smiling on us anymore, that God is not giving us God's light. People have always known that the sun is like a gift from God, like it's grace. And when that sun goes dark, it's really discouraging for sure. So that's my proposal, that it was an eclipse of some kind, and maybe we don't understand the timing of it, but that could have happened there in Jerusalem. And if it didn't happen, something a lot like it was what, and people in this path are going to experience it. We're going to get to do that tomorrow. So that's my whole account of the eclipse. Also, that when you go through the eclipse and you feel the darkness covering you, remember that it is just an illusion. You know, it is just the sun and the moon and all that. It is not judgment. And it's true, whenever the sun goes away, when God's light goes away, it does not mean that there is no God, that there is no God anymore. It just means that the light is, something's blocking it. And I have a hard time remembering that, because I tend to think if the sky goes dark, it's never coming back. But wait a minute, wait 2 minutes, wait 4 minutes, he's coming back. Amen.